Morning, all. We're up to Perek Gimel, chapter 3 of Yoma, Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah. So, continuing exactly where we left off yesterday with this idea of when a person needs to go to the mikvah. So we said that if the Kohen would have to go to the bathroom, then he'd have to go to the mikvah or sanctify his hands, right? Wash his hands and feet, depending on which sort of bathroom situation he would have. But now, in Mishnah Gimel, we give a general rule that we sort of implied, I believe, yesterday. It says, In Adam nechnas la'azara la'avoda. A person cannot go in, a Kohen cannot go in to do the avoda. He cannot go into the courtyard to do the avoda. Afilo tahor, even if he is totally tahor, ashi yitpol, he has to go to the mikvah first before he even does that. Now the Mishnah sort of segues back into the general avoda of Yom Kippur. So chamesh tvilos v'asara kiddush and tovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom. You should know there are five times where the kohen gadol would have to go to the mikvah. He would have to totally immerse himself, and there were on Yom Kippur, and there were 10 times that he would have to do what we call sanctifications, which literally just meant that he would wash his hands and his feet. He would have to do all this on that day. V'chulan v'kodesh al beis haparva, and all these things were done. On top of what's called the Beis HaParva, the House of Parva, which was in the courtyard. Chutz mizo bilvad, except for the first tefillah, where that obviously had to happen outside of the courtyard because it allows him to enter the courtyard. Mishnah Dalid, so how does this process work? So Persu Sadin Shel Butz Beino Levein Ha'am. They would spread out a sheet that was made of linen. This was meant to remind the Kohen Gadol that he had special linen garments for Yom Kippur. So they would spread out a sheet of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the people. That was in order to block him when he got undressed. Pashat Yarad V'Taval, he removed all of his regular clothes, right, his weekday clothes, whatever they were, and then he went down into the mikvah and he immersed himself. Ala V'Nistapag, he came out and I guess he dried himself off, took a towel, and he wiped himself off a little bit. He view Lo V'Gdei Zahav, they brought him the golden garments, the eight normal garments that the Kohen Gadol usually wore. V'Lavash V'Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav, and then after he put them on, he would then sanctify his hands and his feet. Then he view lo esa tamid, they would bring him the korban tamid, kratzo, he would shech the korban tamid up until the point that it was valid to do the shechting. So, I don't know if anyone here has ever seen a shechita. I have seen a shechita, so that you cut enough to make it a valid shechita that it was totally kosher, but he had to then immediately run to go do something else. We'll see in a second. So someone else would finish the cutting, so he would cut just enough to make it a valid shechita. Umeirek acher shechita al yado, and another person finished cutting, slaughtering for him. Kibel es hadam, so that he can then go grab a little dish to catch the blood that came out of the animal. Then he would take this blood and he would throw it against the mizbeach. Then he would go. He would bring the ketores, the regular morning ketores. Then he would go to refresh the lamps of the menorah from the day before to take out all the ashes and the like. And then he would go To offer up all the head and the limbs of the tamid, and he would also bring up the chavitin and the wine and also the mincha, which is included in the chavitin. So he would do all these things. And again, so this is all regular stuff for a regular day that would happen in the Beis Hamikdash. That's why he would wear his regular eight special big day kahuna that the Kohen Gadol got to wear. And we'll see as we go on that he would then switch into linen vestments, into his linen clothing, when he would then continue with the special Yom Kippur service. But for now, this is how he did it, because these were the regular things that happened every day that he was doing. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay, but for now we'll stop.